Right now, let's have a chat to star trainer Paul Snowden. How are you, Paul?
Morning, Michael.
You getting excited? The good horses are coming back with the trials yesterday. How are they all shaping up?
Yeah, look, exciting time of year, obviously. Throwing the young horses as well coming through. So it's a good time to get everything together and look forward to the future.
We got some of the smartest minds together on the program yesterday. Dean Lester, David Gately and Daniel O'Sullivan to crystal ball some of the horses to follow in the spring carnival. And Dean Lester said there's a three-year-old I want to follow called Mizzou. It was trialling yesterday, and he certainly looked pretty good.
Yeah, look, he's done nothing wrong to date. He was always going to improve off the back of his initial campaign, which I think he has. And, you know, Saturday week you'll see him step out in the Rosebud. But, two solid trials this time, Moon. He's a nice horse going forward.
By Maurice, is he a horse that will just continue to develop, you think, throughout the campaign? Has he got a lot more upside still to come?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, we're going to answer that along the way, but you'd like to think he could get out over a little bit further. And obviously, you know, his races will reflect the sort of how far we go. But, at the moment, the owners are really, they're holding their breath. They're really excited about the horse, of what he's done as a two-year-old. So, hopefully he can run well.
Well, you know what it takes to win races like Golden Roses and Golden and Caulfield Guineas. Has he got that talent?
I think I'd just reserve my judgment until we just start kicking him off. He still does a little bit wrong, and you'd love to see him and just keep improving as the distance to step out for him. So there's no doubt about his ability. He's just got to realise it, I reckon.
We saw Najmati return to the trials yesterday as well, and she's had a big boom on her. How has she come back?
She's come back a little bit too well. She's still a bit big in condition, and we were using yesterday just the sounding board to see where we kick off in, and I think we've decided to trial her again and kick her off in Melbourne. So you'll probably see her in about another 3 weeks down there.
Oh, that'll be good. Is she a 1,000 guineas filly in your mind?
Look, potentially everything's on the radar with her. So obviously a stakes winner at two, did it quite early in her career, and I think the wet track on the day for the Percy Sykes wasn't our cup of tea, but that's done and dusted. We'll look forward to this prep.
How is Captivant going?
Really good. He's coming up lovely. He always was a big, strong horse, so that sort of thing hasn't changed so much. They're just probably mentally a little bit more seasoned in themselves, and he seems to be that way. He's ticking over nicely at home. Just probably nothing's locked in yet. It's probably when he'll trial and where he'll resume yet. Once we do get him back to the trials, we'll definitely see how well he does. That'll determine where he does kick off.
Well, he's the Group 1 winner. Is he the number one seed for the three-year-old races coming up?
Going forward, I think so. He's just met that good level. So, I think he's going to quite surprise a few people early on, not necessarily looking. I know he wanted a mile, but I think he might run pretty well his initial couple of runs back.
And what do you think will be his best distance?
I think anywhere up to a mile. I think he can get sort of pigeonholed and keep going further and further, but sometimes you don't need to. So I think anything up to a mile, that's fine.
Out of the spring contenders who are back in there, any that we haven't mentioned that you're really excited about?
Oh, they're just ticking over nicely. There's still a lot of sort of horses turning three that sort of didn't get to a good level last time through, just not ready or immaturity, which is pretty much year in, year out. They're the Smokies that you need to worry about. I think if they can take that next step this time in. So I think every stable's got a couple of those.
With your stable set up in Melbourne and Sydney and the current situation with COVID in Sydney, will you make a decision or your dad make a decision that you'll split throughout the spring carnival and maybe base yourself down here if you've got quarantine to overcome as well?
Yeah, it's a fair point. Obviously, it happened last year, and there's no doubt something along those lines is going to happen, just how much or whatnot remain to be seen probably later this month. But it's just changed again, hasn't it? So what do we do?
Yeah, what do we do? We've got to do our best. That's pretty much all we can do. I see you got two entered at the Valley on Saturday. Are you going to run both of them?
As long as they draw well. See what happens when the draw comes out, mate. But, yeah.
All right.
Not sure about the weather. Yeah, how's your weather?
No, weather's good at the moment. We've had some mild days. There's a little bit of rain forecast throughout the weekend, but we haven't been at the Valley for a long while, so... fingers crossed the track should be okay come Saturday. What's it like in Randwick today? Have you got a winner there for us?
Yeah, good four. We've had some Kenzo. Great weather up here, which is great. So two nice chances. Mount Fuji's in race two. Look, he's been a little bit disappointing, but he's in a race that he ticks a few boxes today, so it'd be good to, you know, hit the board with him today. And Armatree's in race four. Vancouver, Gelding now. Showed glimpses of ability at stages, but obviously gelded, which is certainly going to help him. And I think he should run well off the good draw.
I've got one eagle-eyed listener who wants to know, can you ask Paul about the two-year-old Schwa de la Mer that trialled yesterday? Have you got a good rap on it?
Yeah, nice horse. Still a little bit probably immature, but, you know, jumped and showed speed in first trial back. And then yesterday we tried to ride him with a sit. And it just wasn't a lot of tempo there, but to see the horse run so well after he was a little bit keen the first probably three furlongs of the trial, he certainly did things that you don't normally expect of a horse that did so much wrong. So I think there's a lot of upside there, and I've got no doubt probably, you know, the next sort of 3 to 6 months is going to be his best friend.
Plenty to put in the black book. Appreciate your time this morning, Paul. Best of luck.
Thank you.